The Fact of a Body, A Murder and a Memoir by Alexandria Marzano Lesnovich. Read for you by the author.
For my parents. A note on source material. I have reconstructed Ricky Langley's life from a mix of public court documents, transcripts, newspaper articles, and television coverage, and in one case, a play that was based on interviews. In that extensive record, there were many instances in which I faced two or more competing facts, and I had to choose one in order to fashion a coherent narrative. In many more instances, I decided to include competing facts, claims, slippages, and ellipses, and to hold those contradictions and absences up to the light. More information on sources is detailed in the Sources Consulted section at the end of this audiobook. For every event I record here, I have at least one person's statement that it happened and their description of it, or it is a composite event constructed from several different descriptions as detailed in the Sources Consulted section. Wherever I have worked from a transcript, I have edited the dialogue for clarity and pacing. A good portion of the events I will speak about occurred publicly and with a great deal of press attention, but I have nonetheless changed some names. The two research trips that form the backbone of the third part of this audiobook were actually many trips that occurred over several years. I have compressed them, but the events depicted on those trips occurred as described. While I have not invented or altered any facts, relying instead on the documentation I've used as the primary source for this book, at times I have layered my imagination onto the bare-bones record of the past to bring it to life. Where I have done so is made clear in the Sources Consulted section at the end of the audiobook. In all cases, what is offered here is my interpretation of the facts, my rendering, my attempt to piece together this story. As such, this is an audiobook about what happened, yes, but it is also about what we do with what happened. It is about a murder. It is about my family. It is about other families whose lives were touched by the murder. But more than that, much more than that, it is about how we understand our lives, the past, and each other. To do this, we all make stories. Legal note. This work is not authorized or approved by the Louisiana Capital Assistance Center or its clients, and the views expressed by the author do not reflect the views or positions of anyone other than the author. The author's description of any legal proceedings, including her description of the positions of the parties and the circumstances and events of the crimes charged, are drawn solely from the court record, other publicly available information, and her own research. Prologue. It is always possible that the solution to one mystery will solve another. Truman Capote, In Cold Blood. He was just our Ricky, you know. Darlene Langley, sister of Ricky Langley. There is a principle in the law called proximate cause, taught to first-year law students through the case Palsgraf versus Long Island Railroad Company. A woman stands at one end of a train platform. Picture her. The year is 1924, and Helen Palsgraf is taking her two little girls to Rockaway Beach for the afternoon. The day is very hot, and the brick row house where the girls, their older brother, and their parents live is stuffy. With school out and nothing to do, the girls have been whining all day, and Helen has finally decided to take them to the beach. Perhaps she has buttoned a cotton dress up over her bathing suit and donned a wide-brimmed straw hat to block the sun. Now she leans against one of the station platform supports and fans herself with the hat. A few feet away, the girls play together with a doll one has brought. Helen watches them idly. At the other end of the platform, 30 feet away, a young man runs to catch the train that is now departing and express to the Jamaica neighborhood of Queens. Perhaps he has plans to meet his pals